So I'm not aware there's another phase three trial, at least reported, looking at consolidation with a checkpoint inhibitor. But can you talk about what other research has been done looking at checkpoint inhibition in the post-chemo radiation situation?
In the post-chemo radiation situation, that is the one study that is published. What people are doing now is trying to move up durvalumab or other checkpoint inhibition into the concurrent setting. So trying to start it with the initiation of chemo radiation or replacing chemotherapy with immune checkpoint inhibition. We have a study that will open soon on radiation therapy and durvalumab in lieu of chemotherapy. And this is for the poor KPS patients who are not even candidates for concurrent chemoradiation, because actually concurrent chemoradiation is only for the fittest of the unresectable patients, but there's a large patient population that has to be treated with either radiation alone or sequential chemoradiation because it would be too aggressive and too risky to treat them with concurrent chemoradiation even before the advent of durvalumab. And so those patients have an even worse prognosis with an even higher rate of distant metastases and disease progression. And these patients are really in need of an improved outcome. So we are starting a trial where we do durvalumab concurrently with radiation without chemotherapy, getting rid of chemotherapy in that patient population. And we're hopeful to see a progression-free survival benefit there.
There have been studies, I know they're not randomized that I know about, but there have been, I think, phase two studies looking at other checkpoint inhibitors in patients getting pembrolizumab, for example. What do we know about other checkpoint inhibitors?
No. On the one hand, we think of them all having a similar mechanism of action. On the other hand, there are definitely differences observed in response, also in the neoadjuvant setting, as well as in the tolerability. So these are open questions. We don't know yet how they stack up against each other.